LA Times endorses three white candidates in English, and their Latino rivals, in Spanish. By Joel B. Polag on November 1, 2018. The Los Angeles Times is facing criticism after it endorsed three white candidates in its English edition, but endorsed their Latino opponents in its Spanish edition. The discrepancy was caught by a Latino-themed website, LatinaRebels.com. The races include U.S. Senate, where the English version endorsed incumbent Senator Dianne Feinstein, but the Spanish version endorsed challenger State Senator Kevin De Leon, de Los Angeles. California Insurance Commissioner, where the English version endorsed independent and former incumbent, Steve Poizner, but the Spanish version endorsed State Senator Ricardo Lara, de Bell Gardens, and L.A. County Sheriff, where the English version endorsed incumbent Jim McDermott, but the Spanish version endorsed challenger Alex Villanueva. In addition, the center-right OC political blog notes, the English and Spanish versions differed on two ballot propositions, and the Spanish version left out several races where there were no Latinos running, but in which Latino voters will still be casting ballots. In addition, the blog noted, while the LA Times en Español endorsed seven Latinos and one white man, the LA Times English endorsements for statewide offices were much more ethnically balanced, with three white people, three Latinos, two Asian Americans, and one African American for state office. LatinaRebels.com dug into the text of the endorsements themselves and found the differences revealing. The English version of the LA Times suggests to re-elect U.S. Senator Dianne Feinstein because she comes from a more civil and productive era of governance and has accomplished a great deal like that. The editorial casts doubt on the effectiveness of her challenger, State Senator Kevin De Leon, who seems unwilling to compromise. LA Times en Español, however, has a different take. According to its editorial, De Leon is the best choice because he seems pragmatic and effective enough and knows the immigrant community best. And, after all, Dianne Feinstein has been in the Senate since 1992, and that's too long. A generational change is needed. Aside from the fact that the latest argument smacks of ageism, should Spanish-speaking LA elect one senator and English-speaking LA elect another? How about bilingual English-Spanish voters? What kind of conclusion can they reach after reading both endorsements? Local CBS affiliate KCAL9 reported on Wednesday that the paper, the most powerful and influential in Southern California, called it an innocent mistake. Joel B. Polak is senior editor-at-large at Breitbart News. He is a winner of the 2018 Robert Novak Journalism Alumni Fellowship. He is also the co-author of How Trump Won, The Inside Story of a Revolution, which is available from Regnery. Follow him on Twitter at @JoelPolak.